Attention. You're listening to The Daily Dose. The active ingredient in this program is common sense, which has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism. Be advised that listening may cause you to lean to the right.
Big government lovers always have a list of rules for others to follow, but those same rules never apply to them. How many climate change alarmists jet around the world on their private jets to give speeches about reducing carbon emissions? How many gun control advocates are escorted through the streets with a team of armed bodyguards and security professionals? Liberals approach life with an arrogant, "do as I say, not as I do" attitude. Rules are beneath them. They're made for the others, the common man, the peasant, the worker, not the benevolent liberal himself. So with that in mind, you'll forgive me when I find a story like this on NBC. Headline: San Francisco EPA workers claim office is a, quote, sick building. The story explains how the EPA, whose stated mission is to, quote, protect human health and the environment, finds itself in an apparently hazardous building. In fact, 64% of employees reported feeling sick when building renovations began. But if you ask the head of EPA Region 9, Jared Blumenfeld, he denies the allegations that the building meets the requirements of a, quote, sick building. And in case you're wondering, yes, there is a fact sheet describing buildings that suffer from, quote, sick building syndrome. It even has its own distinct abbreviation classification, SBS. Look, it's terrible that people at the EPA are getting sick in their building. They need to quit quibbling about criteria and just fix the problem, like a good conservative would. But what would happen if this were your building? Think the EPA would be as understanding and allow you to pass blame to the building owner? Or do you think they'd fine you heavily until you cleaned this mess up or found a new, safe environment for your employees to work? My guess is that you know exactly how this would play out. The EPA wouldn't be understanding of your circumstances, and they'd be prepared to do whatever it took to motivate you to act immediately. Do as I say, not as I do is a bad philosophy for individuals to live by, and it's a bad philosophy on which to build an all-too-powerful government bureaucracy. If the EPA seriously wants to protect human health and the environment, then it should take that first hard step of looking in the mirror.
Thank you for listening. To further boost your immunity, join Todd for his full-length program called The Antidote to Liberalism, available on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and our website, theantidotetoliberalism.com. Or connect with Todd directly on Twitter at CommonSenseGear or by email, todd@theantidotetoliberalism.com.